USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The battle over health care has resumed in Washington.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the Party of Health Care. You watch.
Health care back center stage after a major reversal from the Trump administration. The Justice Department now calling for the entire Affordable Care Act to be eliminated. Today, Democrats announcing a new plan protecting those with pre-existing conditions.
This House, with a Democratic majority, we're here to strengthen those protections and to lower health care costs.
Striking down the Affordable Care Act would put health care in jeopardy for millions of Americans.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.